At some point in their life, almost everyone goes through a romantic breakup. If you are part of that large group, you might have told friends that the breakup was painful and that you were hurt by the rejection. We've seen in this chapter that the brain has characteristic responses to physical pain. But here's an interesting question. Does the brain respond in the same way to intense social pain as intense physical pain? To address this question, a team of researchers recruited 40 participants, all of whom had weathered an unwanted breakup of a romantic relationship sometime in the 6 months before the study. The researchers made a distinction between the emotional response to pain and the actual physical experience. Physical pain causes emotional distress, as does social rejection. Earlier research confirmed that people's brains show similar patterns of emotional responses to both physical and social pain. However, the researchers wanted to demonstrate that intense social pain also brings about the same brain response as the actual sensory experience of pain. To provide this demonstration, the researchers asked participants to experience both physical and social pain while undergoing fMRI scans. For physical pain, the participants experienced trials on which intense heat was applied to their left forearms. The level of heat was determined separately for each participant so that it was near the limit of what he or she could personally tolerate. In other trials, the participants experienced a warm stimulus that they had agreed was not painful. The contrast between the hot and warm trials allowed the researchers to see which brain regions were particularly active when the participants were experiencing physical pain. The study provided a similar contrast for social pain. The participants arrived at the laboratory with two photographs, one of their ex-partners and another of a friend who was the same sex as their ex. In some trials, participants viewed the headshots of their ex-partners while thinking about the rejection they had felt during the breakup. On other trials, participants viewed the headshots of their friends while thinking about a recent positive experience they had shared. Again, the researchers examined differences in brain response to the painful and non-painful stimuli. For each trial, the participants used a 5-point scale to rate the intensity of their distress. Lower numbers indicated greater distress. The researchers wished to equate the intensity of the physical and social pain. The participants' ratings suggested that this goal was met. The average reported intensity of physical pain was 1.88. The average reported intensity of social pain was 1.72. So what did the fMRI scans show? As you'd expect, the physical pain produced activity in sensory areas of the brain that respond when the body is undergoing harmful stimulation. In addition, just as the researchers predicted, the same brain regions were active when participants ruminated on their breakups. The conclusion here is, if you've ever claimed that a breakup hurt, you are absolutely telling the truth.